Chapter 8. Talon and Tooth. The frozen river split asunder, foot-thick ice shattering as if it were glass. Jagged cracks arced toward us like lightning, powdered snow blasted high into the howling air. And with a deafening boom, the mare collapsed beneath us. I heard Selene shout warning as I rolled to my feet, diving across the crumbling ice. Roaring at Lachlan to run, my sister to follow. Follow! I sprinted, the ground pitching and rolling as we scrambled, stumbled, leaping again as the collapse spread. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. The sound was deafening. Impossible. I heard screaming horses, a faint whisper beneath the thunder, more snow thrown skyward as the tectonic shift rolled on. But the blood hymn sang in my ears, and I was pale blood born, after all. A burning shadow leaping toward the shoreline, Aegis ablaze, finally crashing to rest on the frozen banks. Spitting blood, I dragged myself upright, broken ribs grinding as I gasped for breath. Dior! Looking about, I saw the devastation was terrifying, the wolf mother's strength beyond anything I'd expected. There was no sign of her, nor the headsman, nor my old prentice either. But the mare was smashed bank to bloody bank, fissures stretching near 1,000 feet down her length. The air was tumbling snow and raw chill, echoing with the cracking of tortured ice. And stomach twisting, I heard a scream amid the chaos. Gabe! I squinted through the howling snows, and with sinking heart, I saw Dior was still out on the river. The meat wagon had fallen partway into the water as the ice split, the drays pulling it in their panic. The children inside were screaming, reaching out through the bars as the wagon began to sink. And refusing to let them die, Dior was crushed atop it. Gabriel! Fuck my face. You must save her. I turned to Selene. Her toes poised at the very edge of the smashed ice, red hands slipping her mask back over her blood-slicked face. She had overtaken me as we fled the collapse, great long leaps bringing her safely to the banks. I'd still no idea what I'd just borne witness to, but no vampire can cross running water. And to head back out there... You must... But I was already gone. Sheathing ash drinker and coughing blood as I dashed back out onto the broken river, slick as glass and rolling under my boots. The wagon was jammed between two slabs of ice, listing ever farther as the floes broke apart. The horses were in the water already, screaming and dragging at its weight. Stumbling toward them, I saw Dior raising the dagger I'd given her, cutting the beasts free from their harnesses so they'd not haul their cargo to its doom. The wagon shook as the ice splintered again, children inside still wailing, and I bellowed, "Get out of there, girl!" But ignoring me completely, Dior sheathed her blade and withdrew her trusty wallet of thieves' picks from her boot. And mad as a drunken Ossian, she crawled back over the cage and started sweet-talking the padlock. I leapt from one frozen chunk to another, wind screeching, snow blinding, almost falling 6 times into the freezing depths. Casting desperate eyes around for Lachlan, I could still see no trace of him. But with one final leap, I crashed against the bars of the cage. Dior grabbed my hand to steady me, blue eyes bright and wild. I told you to get the hell out of here!
You're honestly lecturing me now, she shouted. I'm trying to pick this
With a snarl, I seized the cage door and tore it off its rusted hinges, hurling it into the river behind me. Dior blinked in utter astonishment.
Right, that works too.
The wagon shuddered, dropping 2 feet, the current churning as I reached in for the first child I saw.
Run! All of you, go!
Every breath jagged, bleeding. I dragged the children forth, 2 and 3 at a time, tossing them onto the ice. Some were little more than toddlers, most barely teenagers, all absolutely terrified. The slab buckled beneath us, splitting, tilting, freezing water rushing up over the wagon's wheels as it continued to sink. The young ones still inside wailed in horror, clawing each other in their panic to get free as Dior roared from the doorway.
Gabe, are you?
I'm fine. Go, go!
The girl leapt down, snatching up a tiny blonde lass and throwing the child over her shoulder as she cried,
Follow me!
The other children obeyed, olders grabbing youngers as they fled, cracks spreading wider, deeper. Freezing water flooded up to my thighs. I waded into the cage and dragged out the remainder, fingers and lips already turning blue. The last child I grabbed was Ocean-born by the look, an older girl with reddish-brown hair who'd stubbornly refused to leave till the last captive was freed.
Go!
I roared at her.
Are you? Go!
I bellowed, throwing her out the door. I bent double, broken ribs stabbing my lungs as the water swirled up over my waist. The chill was shocking, bone-deep and numbing, and for a moment it was all I could do just to breathe. Grabbing the bars, I hurled myself out, red drool spraying from my lips as I hit the splintering ice and the wagon disappeared into the depths behind me. I was up and stumbling, leaping slab to crumbling slab. My every breath was a war, the river's surface seething like a herd of thundering horses. Blood in my mouth, knowing one mistake would send me down into that freezing current, I staggered on. The shoreline was in sight, 20 or 30 feet to go now, but leaping long and landing heavy. I felt my luck finally fail, the ice splitting beneath me. Shit, not again. Down into that hell-forged cold I fell, cursing as I reached out for something, anything to grab onto. Water closed over my head, dark and freezing, and I felt my lungs empty at the shock. But I'd still breath enough to scream, bloody bubbles spilling from between my fangs as something razor-sharp and crushing closed around my wrist. I was dragged back up from the water, roaring in agony as the teeth, fucking teeth, sank farther into my flesh. Something had me in its mouth, a beast, a monster, my forearm splintering like kindling in its jaws. Its shape was a rust-red blur through the snow and pain, all gleaming golden eyes and pearl-white fangs, and I bellowed, slamming my fist into its skull as it hauled me out of the river. I punched it again, and it let me loose. But Dior was at my side now, screaming my name. Lachlan was beside her, cursing aloud, his leathers drenched in freezing water and his bare chest splashed with blood, helping the girl drag me back to the shoreline, where the ice stretched all the way to the river's bed. Safe at last. 7 bloody martyrs, the young saint wheezed, collapsing onto his backside.
Gabe, are you all right?
Dior cried. I rolled onto my back, coughing, freezing, gasping.
Fucking marvellous.
The girl squeezed my shoulder, whispering a prayer of thanks. Blinking hard, gazing about, I spied a huddle of frightened little ones on the riverbank, gazing at Dior with wonder and me with awe. Spitting blood off my tongue, I looked to a gasping Lachlan.
Kiara,
I croaked.
Cain?
The saint answered with a shake of his head, a shrug toward the broken river and its roiling flows. Hauling myself off the ice, my right forearm torn to the bone, I drew Ashdrinker with my left. And squinting through the swirling snow, Lachlan rising up beside me, I turned at last toward my mysterious saviour. A cat? Well, a fucking lion, if I'm being honest. The beast sat on its haunches at the shoreline, licking my blood from its snout with a flat pink tongue. Its fur was russet red, eyes speckled gold. An old scar cut down its right cheek, and another was sliced fresher into its shoulder and chest. It was huge, one of the big mountain breeds that had haunted the highlands before all the predators perished for lack of prey. The children backed away in clear terror, that Ocean Lass ushering the youngest of them behind her to shield them. But the little blonde girl Dior had saved pointed one finger, absolutely delighted.
Kit Kat!
My God, Dior whispered, rising to her feet.
Gabriel!
The lioness held us in her golden stare, tail switching side to side, and I felt my breath leave my lungs as I finally recognized her. I couldn't quite believe what I was seeing, wondered if I'd gone mad. But there she was, big as life and twice as bloody. A ghost, an impossibility. I heard a whisper then, a razor on the wind. A figure flew from between the dead trees, a whip of long black hair streaming behind her, bloody sword raised.
No, Selene, don't!
My sister struck the snow without a sound, swinging her blade toward the she-lion's back. But the beast moved, swift as silver, red as rust, twisting aside from the blow with a furious snarl. Ears pressed back to her skull, the lioness bared fangs long as knives, spitting a bellowing roar at my sister. Lachlan was a sudden blur, hissing,
"Cold blood,"
as he drew his silver steel, wide eyes locked on Selene as I dragged in a breath to,
"Stop it!"
Dior's shout brought sudden quiet to the riverbank. The lioness and vampire and silver saint all frozen still. The children we'd rescued looked on in silent fear, and I placed a hand on Lachlan's shoulder, shaking my head in warning as Dior stepped forward. The girl shot a hard glance to Selene, the young saint beside me, hands raised to placate the beast. Her voice was soft with wonder as she spoke a name I'd never thought to hear again.
Phoebe?
It was her, sure as I breathed. The lioness who travelled with Saoirse Adunzair and the company of the Grail. Phoebe had fought beside us at the Battle of Windfail, seen us safe through the Forest of Sorrows, been our guide in dark nights and darker places. But Danton Voss had murdered the big cat and her mistress both at St. Guillaume. He'd split Phoebe's chest clean open with Saoirse's own axe, then smashed the lioness to pulp on the monastery's flagstones. I'd seen it with my own fucking eyes.
You were dead.
Phoebe's fangs gleamed as she licked her bloody jowls. She growled warning at Selene, but my sister didn't advance, standing with blade poised and dead eyes narrowed. Lachlan was a statue of knotted muscle and burning ink beside me, my gentle hand on his shoulder all there was to hold him still. The dusk was silent as tombs, pregnant with menace. Phoebe looked toward the sinking sun, closed those glittering eyes. And then she began to move. Not prowling, nor stretching, nor slinking. No, I mean her body began to move, to ripple, to bend. She bowed her head, the children behind me gasping as her limbs elongated, hips widening, twisting, shifting, as a long, low growl rolled through her whole length. I'd never witnessed the like of it, but from my years in Saint-Michel, I knew full well what I was seeing, understood at last what Phoebe actually was. Lachlan cursed in wonder as the change continued, while I could only stand gobsmacked. Phoebe's fur receded, and on the pale and freckled skin beneath I saw inkwork, the same as Saoirse had worn. Naeth, the warrior tattoos of the Oswey Highlanders. Blood-red spirals trailed up her right arm, beneath her breasts, wending over her hips and down her left leg to her ankle. She arched her back, growling, feline, the scar cutting through brow and cheek, twisting her lips into a lopsided snarl. And where once a lioness had sat, a beautiful woman with fierce emerald eyes now crouched on the riverbank, naked as her saint's day save for the collar of leather evernots about her throat. But no, on second glance, Not a beautiful woman. Not quite. Her fingertips were black, cruel, curled like talons. Her ears were pointed like a cat's, protruding from her mane of thick auburn curls. And strangest of all, looking to the snow beneath her, I saw the shadow Phoebe threw in the glow of my aegis was still that of a lioness. She stared at me, dragging knuckles across her bloody nose, the scent of her thrilling me from aching head to trembling toes and everywhere in between. "Fine hook, silver boy. Night save us," Selene hissed. Phoebe glowered over her shoulder. "Wave that pig sticker at me again. You'll need more than prayers to save ye. I'll take your hand off at your neck, leech." "Phoebe?" The woman turned at Dior's whisper, lips curled in a sudden joyful smile. "Hello, flower." The girl shook her head, utterly bewildered. "But you were dead." "Near to it." Phoebe tossed a long braid off her shoulder, her chin raised, jaw set. "But near counts near with my kind. I was wounded deep and bitter. Carved to the very bone. But I've been tracking you both since I was well enough to limp again, love." "Sweet mother me, Gabriel," Lachlan whispered. "You know this thing?" I could only shrug, voice soft with awe. "I thought I did."
"How?"
Dior shook her head. "What are you?" Phoebe looked to the ruins of Avalyn, the children we'd saved, emerald eyes narrowed. She was mid-twenties, by my guess, tall, fine, completely unabashed by her state of undress. Most of the little ones looked mystified, horrified, but the Ossian lass I'd rescued shepherded a few more youngers behind her skirts, hissing soft.
"Dusk dancer."
Dior's eyebrows climbed toward her hairline.
"I'm a wieldling, flower,"
Phoebe nodded, glancing to the Osway lass.
"What folk of the lowlands might name a dusk dancer, aye. I am blessed by the strength of Father Earth and the grace of Mother Moons. And in the short breath between day and night, I can dance between this woman's seeming and the shape you knew. The wheeled skin. The beast." "Why didn't you?"
Dior briefly flailed, looking at Phoebe as if her world had been entirely upended.
"You travelled with us for months, and all along..."
"Forgive me," the woman replied, green eyes gone soft.
"I ne wish to deceive you, love. But Cousin Saoirse knew my mind enough to speak for the both of us, and there's a toll to be paid for the dancing I do. Heavier in these blighted nights than ever."
She nodded to the fallen sun, the dying day's death light.
"So now, I dance only as oft as I must." "We thought Danton killed you. Only silver can kill me. Silver, magic, and the cold teeth of age. The bastard of Velen wounded me deep, but in the mother's moon light, all a wieldling's hurts mend in time." "Then..."
Dior blinked, suddenly brightening.
"Is Saoirse..."
"Nay,"
Phoebe scowled.
"A warrior of the moon's throne she was, brave and fair. Daughter of the old Sith, a seer and a dreamwalker, but nay wieldling."
The woman clenched her jaw.
"My cousin is dead."
The words hung heavy, and Dior looked crestfallen. Though they'd known each other only a few months, the girl had been fond of Saoirse. Hell, more than fond, if the kiss I'd caught them in was anything to go by. "Condolences for your kinswoman," I murmured. "Saoirse was a brave..."
"I've nae need of condolence, Silver Saint,"
Phoebe spat. "I need 5 seconds alone with Danton Voss. I swear by Fionn, I will eat his godless heart. I will breathe his bloody ashes." "Danton's dead," I nodded to the lass beside me. "Dior killed him." The children murmured, yet more wonder in their eyes as they gazed at Dior. Lachlan looked incredulous at my claim, but Phoebe only lifted her chin, lip curling. The Dusk Dancer wasn't as broad as her cousin, nor as brawny. Saoirse had been an axe, heavy and sharp. But Phoebe was a sword, sleek and swift. I could see a dangerous shadow prowling behind her eyes as she rose to her feet. And I knew then that while her cousin had been a warrior, Phoebe was a predator. The Dusk Dancer stalked toward Dior, black talons curled. The girl shrank back to my side, and my hand went to Ashtrinker's hilt, Selene bristling with threat, Lachlan's grip tightening on his blade so hard that the very metal groaned. But Phoebe came to a halt a few feet away, lowered herself to one knee on the ice. Curtains of flaming hair tumbled about her scarred and freckled cheeks as she bowed her head.
"Then were I not bound to ye already by augur of my kin, I would still be bound to ye now."
The woman lifted her eye to the bewildered girl.
"Dior, Lachance, by the heart of Fionn, and in sight of father and mothers, my fate is fixed to yours. If by my blood or boon or breath might ye be kept safe, I do here vow to give them all in your service."
Phoebe drew her claws down her breast, opening scarlet ribbons in ghost-pale skin, and God in heaven, the scent of it struck me like a sword blow, dizzying and feral, blazing a flaming trail from my brain all the way down to my aching nethers. Swallowing hard, cursing it, I pulled my thirst into check, my jaw clenched tight as Phoebe spoke.
"Dead shall rise, and stars shall fall, wield shall rot to ruin of all. Lions roar and angels weep, sinners' hands our secrets keep. Till godling's heart bright's hen's eye, from reddest blood comes bluest sky."
Holding out her hand, Phoebe let crimson droplets fall to the snow.
"I am your talon and tooth flower. By my heart's blood spilled, I vow it."
Dior looked to me, mystified. I could only shake my head, just as baffled. The little ones gazed on in wonder, Selene folding her arms and glowering, Lachlan bristling beside me. The air was thick with the stink of death, danger, and distrust. And across the frozen breadth of Nordland, dusk gave way to night.